Blog Talk Radio.
Few more seconds to come on in, come on in, come on in. I'm giving everyone a few more seconds to come on in. It is time for noonday prayer. I'm giving everyone a few more seconds to come on in. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. He is my rock and my redeemer. I'm giving everyone a few more seconds to come on in. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go into a few of our praise and worship songs before we start our new day prayer. I'm giving everyone a few more seconds to come on in. God bless each and every last one of you. Yes, Lord, I belong to you. Why don't you take me? Why don't you make me just what you want me to be? I'm giving everyone a few more seconds to come on in. Thank you. whatever it is, it will not allow me to hold my peace. It's something about the word of God when it's, like David said, when it's fire, shut up in your bones. Amen. When the Spirit of God is dwelling in you, it's something that makes you want to praise and call on the name of the Lord. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to call on the name of the Lord. We're going to go into our prayer. We're going to pray for those that's in need. I have a prayer list. I have a prayer list for the Gibbs family, praying for them and asking God to come in and settle the family, settle the peace, give them peace that will have them to have long jeopardy, have long life, give them peace that will help them to not be anxious for nothing, but in everything, giving God praise, honor, and glory. I also ask the Lord that he look over as well as Miss Jean and keep a hedge around her as they all get on the road to travel for the Thanksgiving holidays. As a matter of fact, I ask God to look on each and every last one of the individuals who's getting on the road to travel for Thanksgiving holidays. I ask the Lord to get on the road, to help those that's on the road, that they have a safe journey going to and from their homes right now. Father God, a lot of people did not make it this year. Father God, a lot of people did not make it last night. But Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be able to come before our family once again in unity, Father God, being able to give honor and glory to you, Father God, for the holidays that's coming in right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, we thank you for allowing us to have safe journey through this year, Father God. Even though we had COVID and we had inflation and we had all kinds of chaos this year, Father God, we thank you for allowing us to get just get through the year, Father God. But we know there's one more month in this year and we will see 2022. So Father God, we thank you for being our guide, our leader, our protector. We thank you for being Elohim, Al Shaddai right now, Jehovah Rapha right now, Father God. We thank you for all of those things that you have been to us, knowing and unknowing right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the families that's looking to have a Thanksgiving meal and don't have money to have it right now, Father God. Father God, look down on families right now that's homeless right now, Father God. Bless each and every last one of them right now, Father God, that they may have a good meal right now, Father God, that they may have shelter over their head, food in their mouth and clothes on their back right now, Father God. And Father God, not only bless them, but Father God, give them increase right now so that they can do better next year than they did this year right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the sick and shut in right now, Father God. Be able to bless them right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God, that they can get better in their bodies, whatever is tormenting their bodies, whatever is afflicting their bodies, Father God. We ask that you put your hand on their body right now, Father God, for we know the breath of life that you have breathed in our nostrils or in our flesh right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you go to the sick and shut in right now, Father God, and heal their bodies. Go to our seniors right now that's in living assistance and rehab centers right now, Father God, and touch their bodies right now, Father God, so that they can be healed right now, Father God. Heal their minds from dementia and Alzheimer's right now, Father God. Father God, for I see a young individual who has Parkinson's right now, Father God. Touch their body and deliver them from the Parkinson's disease right now, Father God. Father God, not only do I see an individual with Parkinson's, but I do see an individual with dementia right now, Father God, and they're struggling to try to remember, Father God. Father God, let them know that they don't have to dwell in fear because of dementia right now, Father God, but let them know that you are beside them, and beside no one else, you can get them through the dementia process right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our teenagers right now, Father God. Well, we know our teens are going through a trial that we had never seen before right now, Father God. For the wicked in the land is abroad right now, Father God. Father God, help our teens to stop killing each other and killing themselves right now, Father God. Not only help them right now, Father God, but give them the substance. Give them the substance to live and not die right now, Father God. Not only give them the substance, but Father God, Give them the substance that they want to live and do better. They want to prosper in life. They want to get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding right now, Father God. Father God, let our teens be able to get along with each other and not kill each other right now, Father God. Let our teens come together as one community, one union right now in your name right now, Father God. But, Father God, it's so sad when we see our teens killing each other right now, Father God. Let them not have division among themselves right now, Father God. Let them not look at black, white, Spanish, Puerto Rican, Dominican right now, Father God, but let them look at each other as a child of God right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, not only focus on our children, but focus on our adults right now, Father God. Let our adults come together as one unity, one group, one village right now, Father God. Let us all work together in one common goal right now, Father God. Let us work together to help edify the body of the kingdom of God right now, Father God. Let us be able to walk together and unity to spread the word of God right now, Father God, to spread the good news right now, Father God, to help lift up the broken spirits right now, Father God, to help edify the bodies that's longing to know you but don't know you right now, Father God. Let us be your mouthpiece right now, Father God, to go out and give the word to the lost right now, Father God, to go out and give the word to the homeless right now, Father God. And Father God, not only let us be able to give the word to the homeless, but let us go out and give the word to the worldly people as well, Father God. Let us be able to open doors where they were shut and shut doors where they were open to the word of God to the lost right now, Father God. And Father God, not only do that, but we ask that you go and help our missionaries, our evangelists, our preachers, our pastors, our apostles, our bishops, our elders, and our reverends right now, Father God. Help them to stay strong in the word of God and not waver right now, Father God. Help them to stay strong in the word of God and not walk in poverty and greed right now, Father God. But, Father God, we know all things are possible with you. So, Father God, help us to continue on working with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as Solomon had asked, Father God. Let us not do things in our own mind and our own limits and our own character, but let us function in your limits, in your character, in your ability right now, Father God, for we know you're not limited to anything or and anyone right now, Father God. Father God, let us be able to spread the word of God abroad right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our children, our babies right now, Father God. Protect our babies from anything that's dwelling in the land, evil as well as seen and unseen right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we ask that you come into the land and heal the land right now, Father God. But we know inflation is horrible right now, Father God. We know the inflation is killing the land right now, Father God. Help the government to direct and protect the people right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we ask that you go into the White House and help the presidents and vice presidents and all the politicians right now, Father God, to come together for one common denominator right now, Father God. Let them come together in peace and unity and not between the independents, Democrats, or Republicans right now, Father God. Father God, let them all come together in one union, working together to figure out how to keep the land flowing with milk and honey right now, Father God. So, Father God, we know that there are homeless people in our land. We know that there are people that's hungry right now because they cannot afford to feed their family and pay the rent right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you come into the land and heal the land. For you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, then will I heal the land. So, Father God, we hold on to that promise right now, Father God, knowing that if we would just seek your face and call on your name right now, Father God, that you will come in and heal the land, Father God. And we stand on that word with victory because we trust and believe in you right now, Father God. We trust and hold on to your unchanging hand right now, Father God, knowing that you can come in and heal the land right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of the ministries in the land right now, Father God. Missionary missions as well right now, Father God. keep a protective hedge around them as they go out and to the national nations and stuff of different nations right now, Father God. Look down on the people in Africa and Egypt and Europe and all of the nations right now, Father God, China right now, Father God. Let them continue to be able to function in the word of God and not in the word of man right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, look down on the United States right now, Father God, for the crime rates are horrible here in the United States right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you direct the people and direct their minds right now, Father God. For we know there are people with mental diseases right now, Father God, and the mental diseases are causing them to harm, hurt, and kill people right now, Father God. For you said the mind that's in Christ Jesus, let it also be in us right now, Father God. So anyone who's suffering with mental illness right now, Father God, we ask that you heal their mind right now, Father God. Let them not go out and harm anyone, Father God. Let them not go out and kill anyone due to mental illness right now, Father God. But Father God, we believe in your prayers. We believe in your word. We stand on your word right now, Father God. And not only do we stand on your word, Father God, but we believe in your word that all things are possible with you right now, Father God. And as we believe that all things are possible, Father God, let us spread the word of the gospel right now, Father God, the good news, Father God, so that everyone from the least to the greatest know the word of God right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, we ask that you come into the land and start to prepare us for your coming days, Father God. For we know time is winding down, and we know that revelation is beginning to take place right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you come and teach your children, gird us up right now for your coming right now, Father God. And not only gird us up, for Father God, let us stay on our bending knees, calling on your name and giving you honor and praise right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that the days are short and the time is limited right now, Father God. So Father God, we believe in you, and we ask you right now, we petition you right now, Father God, to give us words of encouragement, to strengthen us where we may be weak, to heal us where we may be broken right now, Father God. And not only do we ask for these things, Father God, but continue on giving us a new, fresh spirit to continue on reading your word and preaching your word and delivering people with your word right now, Father God. Father God, not only do we ask these things, but Father God, we ask that you come in and allow the Holy Spirit to have its way in each and every last one of us, Father God, that the Holy Spirit may continue to guide and show us the will that and the plans that you have for us right now, Father God. For you told Jeremiah, you know the plans that you have for him, Father God. So if there's anyone listening on this line right now, Father God, if they do not know their will and the plans, Father God, let them come and ask you what the will and plan is for their life right now, Father God. For we know each and every last one of the humans on this earth has a will and plan that you have already put out in their life right now, Father God. So let each and every last one of us walk in our destiny, walk in our ministry, walk in the will and the plan that you have for each and every last one of us right now, Father God. And Father God, let us not only walk in the will and the plan, but Father God, let us also be able to help each other in their destiny, in their ministry as well, Father God. Let us not have the spirit of greed or selfishness right now, Father God, but let us have the spirit of love and compassion right now, Father God. For we know the greatest commandment is love with you right now, Father God. So let us show love and let love be given to each and every last one of us right now, Father God. Father God, not only let the love so shine right now, Father, but let compassion, kindness, tenderheartedness right now, Father God, all of the fruits of the Spirit right now, Father God, let us, each one of us, be an example of the fruit of the Spirit right now, Father God. Let us not be an apple tree with lemons on it right now, Father God, but let us be a true apple with sweet apples on that tree right now, Father God. And Father God, if there's anyone else that's in need of prayer on this line right now, Father God, heal their minds, heal their bodies. Father God, hear their hearts, hear their cries right now, Father God, and touch them where they need to be touched right now, Father God. Give them edifying grace right now where they may need the grace right now, Father God. Show them mercy where they need mercy right now, Father God. For we know there are a lot of people at this time of the season that's starting to hurt because of lack of funds right now, Father God. But let them know that you are the reason for the season and not the gifts and not the fruits and not the turkey and not the Christmas tree, but you are the reason for the season right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you honor and we give you the glory right now, Father God. We give you thanks and praise right now, Father God, for watching over us last night as we slept and slumbered last night, Father God. For we know a lot of people made it this morning, but some didn't, Father God. For those that didn't make it, Father God, we ask that you help their family understand right now, Father God. We ask that you give them the peace that passes all understanding right now, Father God. And for those that are above and alive right now, Father God, let us be grateful for every minute of the day, every single second of the moment right now, Father God. Let us have a spirit of gratefulness right now, Father God. Even if we don't have a lot, let us be grateful for what we do have right now, Father God. And Father God, we be also careful and also humble to give you the honor and the praise now, right now, Father God. For we know it's your son, Jesus, that hung on the cross for our sins right now, Father God. For we know that Jesus paid for a debt that he did not owe, and we owe it, could never pay for it right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory for your only begotten son right now, who hung on the cross for us, Father God, and took the nails in his hands and the nails in his feet and the whipping of his back right now, Father God. We thank you for giving us your only begotten son who had his side punctured where blood and water flowed from his side right now, Father God. We thank you for your only begotten son who took the keys of the gate of hell right now, Father God. We thank you for your son right now, who is the mediator between us and you right now, Father God. And Father God, we give you honor and we give you praise once again for just being able to stand before your throne and call on your holy name, Father God, giving you praise and honor in your name, Father God. Is there anyone who's lacking in prayer right now? You may open your mic. I will go ahead and allow you to petition yourself for prayer. If not, just remember, be mindful that tonight at 9 o'clock on Restoration, we do have Bible study. It's a powerful Bible study. So please, I ask, if anyone who is on this line, if you would like to participate in our weekly study, it's awesome. We have Pastor Parker, who's teaching Bible study, along with Sister True. And we were actually talking about the life of balancing your life out in the Word of God. So tonight, please come back and join us again at 9 o'clock duration. I promise you it's going to be a study that you will not forget, a study that you could participate in. And I thank each and every last one of you for being on Noonday Prayer, because prayer do changes things. How do you know? I'm happy you asked, because I am a living witness that prayer do changes things. When all else fail, when all else has not come to fruition, I promise you, saints, if you just cry out to God and get on your bending knees, he hears our cries. The Bible says he even takes the tears from our eyes and bottles them up. So I promise you, saints, for every tear that you cried, it did not come to a point of falling on ground, dead ground. But God bottles all your tears. He bottles all your tears, and he holds on to them for such a time. So if there's anyone that would like to join us again on tonight at midweek study at 9 o'clock, please come back and join us again. This is Noonday Prayer. I ask that God bless each and every last one of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.